This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-Fix your radios, people. Fix your radios, but not while driving. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So you guys hear Governor Doug Ducey in Arizona is signing a bill today that bans texting and driving in Arizona. Now, most of us have laws like that. I live in Nevada. We're not supposed to text and drive. I think all, you know, states are going to eventually do this. But apparently, the family of Salt River police officer Clayton Townsend was hit and is there to join Governor Ducey as the police officer was hit and killed by a driver that police say was texting at the time of the crash. The bill bans the use of any type of electronic handheld device while driving, but a driver can use their cell phone to report any illegal activity or to call for help. A driver can also use their cell phone while parked or at a red light. Okay, there's the problem right there. I'll tell you guys about this. Once the bill is signed, it'll take effect immediately. Fines will be delayed until January 2021. So that's in Arizona, people. All right. You could use your cell phone while parked or at a red light. All right. Parking I'm fine with. Parking I'm fine with, but guys, not at the red light, okay? Because I tell you what I have done and I noticed was when texts first started coming and I'd be driving and I'd hear the beep. And like, oh, that's how it sounds like, oh, beep. I don't know if it sounds like a beep, like maybe beep, beep. I don't know, it sounds like a little vibration or whatever. But anyway, so I know I have a text. I start getting nervous that text could be important. And I'm driving and I'm driving and all the lights are green now. You know how you want your lights to be green so you can get home? Now I'm starting to be like, wait a second, no, I need a red light. So I could stop and look at the text. No red light. No red light. Then I get to a stop sign. So stop sign, a four-way stop, you should really kind of sit there for a few seconds, right? Well, what do I do now? I sit there for about 10, 15 seconds because I'm like, okay, I'm at a stop sign. Second now, look at my light. Look at my text. No, not cool. And how many people at a red light don't go when it turns green? I'm sitting there honking like crazy because somebody is sitting there and the light's green and they're not moving. Well, why aren't they moving? Because they're texting back. Now, I think I live in Nevada. I think in Nevada, you can't even be dinking around with your phone at a stop sign. I think in Nevada, that cell phone has to be like, you know, buried in your purse or your, you know, glove compartment, or I think we're going to maybe later have to do something like that. Or our cars are going to have to get fancier where it's all voice activated, where you're driving and, you know, Siri goes, hey, Dr. Dahlia. I'm like, very good for calling me Dr. Dahlia. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't you know it? Dr. Dahlia. You just got a text from your son, and he wants to know what's for dinner. Well, Siri, beep, beep, Siri, tell him that he could cook his own damn dinner because he's been disrespecting me all week, and I am not his, am I his mama? I'm not his mommy. He could make his own dinner. Well, excuse me, but you are his mommy. Okay, but anyway, so we would be going back and forth while talking. If we have that ability, and I think we do, I don't know if my car is that fancy where I could do that, where you plug your phone into your car, and then you're able to just manage your texting that way by a hit of a button. Apparently, my son just got a used truck, and the truck has a button for Siri. My son's like, Dad, if you need to talk to Siri. And I'm like, why does he need to talk to Siri? He's married. He could talk to me. Dad may want to talk to Siri. There's a button on the, what's it called? Your steering wheel? There's a button on that that hits Siri. So my guess is we're going to start going towards that. But for those who don't, that phone better be locked up. Because you're going to grab the phone. You're going to look at the phone. Another thing I do, which is really, really bad, is I don't have a playlist set up because I like listening to free YouTube music. So when the song is over and I'm at a stoplight, I find my new song. But sometimes the song, okay, like I heard a commercial for the Eagles. I think the Eagles are coming to Vegas. You know that, you know, gonna be a hottie tonight, I know, Lord, I know. So anyway, I'm like, okay, first I got to figure out what the name of that song is. And I didn't know it was called Heartache. I didn't know, okay? So I'm trying to figure out what the name of the song is. Then, when I find it on YouTube, it's like, there's like a karaoke version. It's not like the real version. Dun, 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 dun. You know, where it has the... Anyway, so I'm like, that's not the version I want. So I'm spending about 20 minutes trying to find the free Heartache Tonight version. I should just buy the song on YouTube. That's a problem. So a lot of us do bad things, okay, you know, when we should just be, you know, putting the phone away and then concentrating on our drive. And I don't do it while we're driving, but I'll do it at a stoplight or I'll pull over and be, you know, dealing with my phone. And so it's a huge distraction. It's a huge distraction. And the fact that people are getting killed because somebody's on their phone, isn't that what happened in Arizona on one of those Those driverless cars? There was somebody in a driverless car, but it killed somebody in Arizona, and she was, I think, texting at the time. You know, we have this anti-bored attitude where people don't just sit there and look around. They'd rather, when there's a break, go to their phone. And I'm noticing that when people are at a stoplight, they immediately go to their phones. All they did was go one block. And they have to go back to their phone. It's like they can't sit in traffic or they can't sit at a stoplight. That's a problem. So I would definitely change the law a little bit. I think good for Arizona, but we got a lot of work to do. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back from break, FDA has okayed a medical device to treat ADHD in children. Yes, electrical shocks. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Did you guys pay attention to all that? Huh? What? I think a lot of us have a little attention deficit. I think we do. We're going to diagnose ourselves today. I'll give you guys the criteria. And we're going to figure out if we have attention deficit or hyperactivity or both. Oh, very exciting. I love doing this because then I'm like, oh, give me the Ritalin. But what made headlines is we have the first medical device to treat childhood attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and it has been okayed by the FDA. It's designated for children aged 7 to 12 who are currently not on medications. And the device delivers a low-level electrical pulse to parts of the brain. See, they call it low-level electrical pulse. We're not electrocuting the kid. But these are zaps. We are technically zapping the brain. According to Carlos Pena, director of the Division of Neurological and Physical Medicine Devices in the FDA Center for Devices and Radiological Health, he said in a statement that this new device offers a safe, non-drug option for treatment of ADHD in pediatric patients through the use of mild nerve stimulation, a first of its kind. Now, it's called the Monarch External Trigeminal Nerve Stimulation System, ETENS, ETNS, and marketed by NeuroSigma. This is being reported by KSL.com. And the treatment is only available by prescription and must be monitored by a caregiver. It's a pocket-sized device that is connected by wire to a small adhesive patch that is placed on the child's forehead above the eyebrows. Designed to be used at home while sleeping, it delivers a tingling electrical stimulation to branches of the cranial nerve that delivers sensation from the faces to the brain. Now, a clinical trial of 62 children showed that the ETNS increases activity in the regions of the brain that regulate attention, emotion, and behavior. These are all key components, as we're going to talk about, with ADHD. And compared to placebo, the children using the device had statistically significant improvement for their ADHD symptoms. I wonder if that will help me speak better. They say, though, it could take about 4 weeks to see improvement. Now, authors of the clinical trial called for additional research to examine if the response to treatment will last over time and its potential impact on brain development. Yeah, that's my concern. If you start to kind of mess with some of the synapses, does it scar a little bit? Does it, but if it's expecting a stimulatory response and then it doesn't, does it start to quiet down and quiesce? So there's a lot of questions I have. So the authors of the clinical trial have called for additional research, and Professor Stephen Hinshaw from UC Berkeley has led a large research study of ADHD since 1992. And he said the pro of the device is that it appears to be safe, and the initial study is thoughtful and promising. But the FDA sign-off was based on just one small short-term trial. We still need a lot more research. Now, how much does this little contraption cost? About $1,000. I don't think insurance covers it. Now, they say no serious side effects were reported during the trial. But what could some common side effects be? Well, fatigue, trouble sleeping, teeth clenching, you know, when you're being zapped, do you need something, you know, that prevents you from clenching your teeth and possibly cracking them? It's not supposed to be that strong a zap, but still, it can increase your appetite, it could cause headache. And they say kids under 7, it's not approved for that. If you're on an insulin pump, nope. If you're on a pacemaker, oh, hell no. Don't want to be getting that zapped, mess with the pacemaker. If you have an implanted neurostimulator, nope. It should not be used near a cell phone. The phone's low level of electromagnetic energy may interrupt the therapy. Now, ADHD is one of the most common neurodevelopmental disorders in childhood. According to the CDC, children with ADHD may have trouble paying attention, have impulsive behaviors, may be overly active. There's a lot of medications out there. We have amphetamine, dextroamphetamine, like Adderall. We have methylphenidate, like Concerta or Ritalin. We have lisdexamfetamine, known as Vyvanse. So for those parents that don't want to use the medications, they may be like, okay, well, this might be interesting. If it's, you know, something that we could do mechanically to help stimulate the brain and help them focus, all for it. Okay, so some of you guys are like, well, wait a second. You know, I have it. Well, I don't have it. I'm hyper. But I don't think I have attention deficit. But you guys may be telling yourselves that you think you may have it. Well, let's take a look. Let's diagnose ourselves, okay? Maybe we do. So this comes from the ADD Resource Center, addrc.org. And they say people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder show a persistent pattern of inattention and or hyperactivity impulsivity that interferes with functioning or development. So that's the key. Before any of you guys start to diagnose yourselves, do your symptoms interfere with work, interfere with your relationship? If your wife's talking to you, do you always, like, drift away? Because, yeah, that could affect your marriage. Are you, when you're trying to watch your kids swim, easily distracted and not watching your kid, and then your kid could be at risk for drowning. That's a problem. Are you so hyper at work that you're losing your job? That's when, you know, we need to start looking at intervention. So let's look at the attention deficit, the inattentive part. Okay, so of the following, you have to have six or more of the below symptoms for children up to age 16, or five or more if you're over 17 and an adult. And you have to have had these symptoms for over 6 months. Okay? And we can't be talking like two-year-olds. Like, for example, one of these is often fails to give close attention to details or make careless mistakes in schoolwork, at work, with other activities. Okay, your two-year-old is not going to draw between the lines. So you can't call your two-year-old ADHD, okay? But do you guys make careless mistakes at work? Do you often have trouble holding attention on tasks or with kids' play? Often does not seem to listen when spoken to directly. If that person is when you're speaking to somebody directly, your employee, and they're looking the other way, that's a problem. Often does not follow through on instructions and fails to finish schoolwork, chores, or duties in the workplace. Often has trouble organizing tasks and activities. Like, well, I don't know how to plan a banquet, or I don't know how to plan the meeting. What do I do first? Often avoids, dislikes, or is reluctant to do tasks that require mental effort over a long period of time. So kids with schoolwork, they don't like to do schoolwork because they know they don't do that well. You may not like to take on a project at work. Often loses things necessary for tasks, like school materials, pencils, books, tools, wallets, keys, paperwork, eyeglasses, your cell phone. If you can't remember where you put your phone, if you're not organized, that could be a sign of inattention. You're often easily distracted, often forgetful in daily activities. Okay, so now let's look at the hyperactivity. Okay, this is where it relates to me. Now, hyperactivity and impulsivity. Six or more symptoms if you're under age six. Five or more symptoms if you're over 17. It has to be over 6 months in length. Do you fidget or tap your hands and feet or squirm in your seat? Now, I squirm in my seat and I tap my hands and feet because I don't want to get a blood clot. So I keep the blood moving. So I will do leg exercises and tap my feet so I could just still burn some energy and not get a blood clot. So that's what I do. Often leaves your seat in situations when remaining seated is expected. So if you're supposed to watch a movie and you have to keep getting up. Now, I get some of you guys have a bad back. I get that. Often runs about or climbs in situations where not appropriate. Or adults, you always feel restless. Unable to take part in leisure activities quietly, like laying at the beach. I can't sit and lay at the beach. I got to talk to somebody. I mean, I guess I could do it for 5 minutes, but then I roast and I'm like, all right, I'm done. Is often on the go and acts as if driven by a motor. Zoom. Often talks excessively. Okay, that's not me. Often blurts out an answer before a question has been completed. Oh, my gosh, that's me. Often has trouble waiting his turn. Okay, when it's time for me to eat, I'm like, okay, serve me. I'm hungry. Often interrupts or intrudes on others. Okay, this is ridiculous. Okay, no, you know what? I will interrupt others if what they're saying is, you know, BS. I mean, if you're going to sit there and tell me that Obamacare, right, was the greatest thing since sliced bread, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to blurt out. I'm not going to wait my turn. I'm going to talk excessively. And I'm going to probably bounce because I'm not going to want to listen to that. So, fine. Diagnose me as hyperactive. But blame Obamacare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Easter Monday, which means the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House. President Trump welcoming everyone before the race begins.
Welcome to the 2019 White House Easter egg roll. This is 141 years that we've been doing this. I don't remember the first one.
If you are ever interested in taking part in that Easter egg roll, it's a lottery system, so you put your name in the hat, and then they get in touch with you if you're one of the lucky ones selected. Oil prices are rising after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the nations who import oil from Iran will not be exempt from U.S. sanctions. Benchmark crude in the U.S. and internationally jumped about 3% since the announcement. The move from the Trump administration could wipe roughly 1 million barrels off the market per day. And today is Earth Day, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say many teens who use e-cigs are not aware that they are inhaling nicotine when they vape. And many of them are exposed to as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. Now, we talked about this before, but we have kids out there that don't even know that there's nicotine in their electronic cigarette. No, they're not stupid. Listen, I have two teenagers, okay? They're not stupid. My kids are pretty smart. They do stupid sometimes. But they'll backtalk to me and I okay, read up on, Darwinian survival of the fittest, right? Because what you just said to me, I'm not going to survive very long. Not in this household, not out there in the real world. Right, you don't talk back to your mama. Oh, hell no. So sometimes they do stupid. And do stupid, what is stupid does, I don't really get that saying. But just because somebody does stupid doesn't necessarily mean they truly are stupid. Because with teenagers, there's a whole variety of other agendas that they have. Okay? You know, kids know that certain people they're dating is bad news. They know that certain activities are bad. They're aware. They're educated on the subject. But they have another agenda. And this other agenda is being competitive, finding your place in this world, becoming an adult, getting in with a group. To navigate high school is, I mean, worse than a jungle, okay? You know, they say it's a jungle out there. I mean, how many of you would want to go back to high school? I went to four of them. I want to go back to high school if you put a gun to my head. High school was rough, and I did fairly well with friends. I did fairly well with prom. I did fairly well with class offices. And still, it was brutal. Figuring out what to say, how to navigate around, you know, the people making fun of you, how to, not be called a dork, how to, you know, how to market yourself so that you, you know, have some degree of popularity. It's rough. Then you have, and that's just the kids. That's not even your teachers and trying to get the grades and trying to talk your way into a better grade and then try to get a scholarship and try to get through your AP classes. And then on top of all that, you got your parents. I mean, in the middle of my high school, my parents had a baby and they had to work and they were busy. So I had to help raise the kid when I came home from school. And so it was a rough time. It was busy. I mean, for me, people have had it rougher. But when you look back to a child's high school years, they're probably the worst. And, you know, then you, you know, leave the house when you're 18 and you feel the freedom and you feel the euphoria. So it's kind of like, you know, yay, I'm out of here. Yay, hoo-hoo. You know, but then you have a whole new set of issues. And, you know, here I am in my 40s, right? And I'm middle-aged, as y'all can tell. And I'm still learning about the outside world and how to navigate it. You know, I'm learning about toxic work environments. I'm learning about, you know, power-hungry people. I'm learning about politics, and not politics in terms of Washington, but politics within administrations and corporations. And it frightens me because what I was taught as a kid is, you know, do good and good things will happen to good people. Have a good work ethic. You know, if you see something wrong, you know, fix it, is the exact opposite. The people that kind of do well overall are the ones that lay low, let poop happen, and don't get involved and stay to themselves. That's not me. That is not me. And so I might not survive in today's world like others. So you got these kids out there that have a much different view of adulthood and career choices than we did. We were in La La Land. We were like, you go to high school, then go to college, become a pilot, become a cop, become a doctor, become a lawyer, become somebody in business. You'll get a job, do a good job, you'll get a pension. And I mean that there was some linear path. Kids these days, they're like, no, there's going to be a recession and you'll lose your job. Or you'll do a good job, but if you make more money than somebody else will take, you're going to lose your job. And if you have a college degree, it doesn't matter. You'll lose your job. So kids are starting to realize, okay, the world isn't set in stone. And there's no plan. And I need to be ready for anything. Smoking's bad, but this thing right here is what all the kids are doing. It doesn't seem to be as bad as smoking. And you know what? It's going to give me a little bit of edge because I get a little bit of a nicotine kick, even though they might not know it's nicotine. And so very calculatingly and with logic, a lot of kids are, you know, making the decision to vape. Now, researchers collected survey data and urine samples from more than 500 adolescents, and they found that 40% of teens who thought they were using nicotine-free products had positive urine sample tests. They say this is one of the first studies showing the amount of nicotine kids are getting from e-cigs. The study's lead author, Dr. Rachel Boykin, from Renaissance School of Medicine at Stony Brook. They said they're getting a lot of nicotine, as much or more than they would with traditional cigarettes. So with traditional cigarettes, it's a lot of smoke. It's stinky. Teachers can see it. So kids would take a drag or two and then, you know, put it out. Well, with vaping, they're easier to hide. So these kids can finish their whole cartridge. And that cartridge of nicotine is equal to, if not more, than a pack of cigarettes. So these kids could actually, especially if they feel good with it, smoke more. We got to talk about dab pens later. That's kind of the way you could vape your marijuana. Now, analysis of urine samples show that vapers are getting plenty of nicotine, even when they think they weren't getting any. Boykin and her colleagues also found that vaping teens were often using their devices with cannabis. Well, we knew that. Experts worry that use of e-cigs with nicotine will produce a generation of addicted young people who may stick with vaping or later turn to more dangerous traditional cigarettes. So between 2017 and 2018, April, the researchers asked 517 adolescents who were between 12 and 21 to complete a questionnaire on tobacco, e-cig, and marijuana use. Of the volunteers, 284 were also asked to provide a urine sample. The surveys and sample, and I'm sure there was a lot of gigglies with that one. The surveys and samples were collected anonymously, with the researchers connecting the two types of data through numbers assigned to each of the volunteers. And they all got a $5 Starbucks coupon for participating. Nicotine levels were measured indirectly through the amount of metabolite called cotinine found in volunteers' urine. And among the 517 volunteers, almost 14% reported smoking cigarettes. 36% tried e-cigs. 31% tried marijuana. Only 2.9% had smoked the previous week. 14.9% reported e-cig use during the past week, but 11.4% had used marijuana. And they looked at the data, etc., and they found that 40% has significant levels of this cotinine in the urine. And they said that the cotinine levels were highest among adolescents using vaping. But these pod mods. Now, a pod mod is an e-cigarette that uses a disposable pod or cartridge. So then you just put a new cartridge in, you put a new cartridge in. Levels of the cotinine in pod users was nearly the level seen in tobacco users. People who vaped older versions of e-cigs had lower levels. So these e-cigs are getting stronger and more potent based on the delivery system. And nicotine is giving these kids a buzz. They are feeling it. And if they aren't feeling it, they get antsy when they don't get it. And one of the research authors said even their kid was using e-cigs. I mean, he's probably going to open up a can of whoop-butt. But, you know, we do need to do something. I'm not exactly sure what, but, you know, don't just say kids are stupid. They're not. They know what they're doing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say the U.S. will soon break the record for the number of confirmed measles cases this year after health officials have found dozens of new cases just in the last week alone. As of April 19th, the CDC has identified 626 cases of measles in 22 states across the country, an increase of 71 cases in two additional states in this past week. They say this is the greatest number of cases reported in the U.S. in the last 5 years and the second highest number since measles was eliminated in the year 2000, the worst year for measles since 2014, and that was when there were 667 cases. In the coming weeks, they say in 2019, the numbers will likely surpass 2014 levels. Now, this blows my mind. I mean, here we are in the year 2019 dealing with something that should have been eradicated. I mean, we were done with measles. And as a doctor, when there's a resurgence of a illness that was supposed to be eradicated, something's wrong. Now, we've been putting a lot of attention on the anti-vaccine movement, which is appropriate. You know, the anti-vaccine movement, yes, can cause epidemics, can contribute to epidemics. But we've had anti-vaxxers for a long time. I need somebody to answer the question, why now? Why are we having the issue now? We've had people that didn't vaccinate for years. They say the states that have reported cases of measles to the CDC are Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, and Washington. Now, they say the outbreaks are linked to unvaccinated travelers returning to the U.S. from countries where large measles outbreaks are occurring, like Israel and Ukraine. I think there was a story coming out saying Israel had about 1,000, there was about, I guess, 1,000 unvaccinated people in Israel. I think there's possibly more, but we'll, you know, we're looking at that. And some kind of site, well, it has to do with, you know, religious objections to the medications, etc. And religious objections to vaccines, which I'm a little kind of confused by because, I mean, and I'm Jewish, and yes, I'm not Orthodox, but we were very pro-vaccine growing up. However, if there is a link between vaccine development and aborted fetuses, yes, there can be a religious objection. I just can't speak for Orthodox Judaism if that's the reason. I'm not sure. Public health officials, especially in New York, have said they expect a spike in the number of cases confirmed in the next week because people traveled and spent time with extended family during Easter and Passover. They said because of measles' long incubation period, we know this outbreak will get worse before it gets better. And New York is kind of home to the largest measles outbreak in the country. They say the cases primarily centered among Orthodox Jews living in certain neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Queens. Apparently, there's been about 358 confirmed cases of measles in those areas. So, Mayor Bill de Blasio started to order mandatory vaccinations. If people don't comply, they're going to get a $1,000 fine. And they say the current outbreak has primarily afflicted unvaccinated people and has led to states to try to rewrite their laws regarding religious and personal vaccine exemptions. Now they say, for example, the majority of cases in New York are children under 18 of age, but there are 45 cases of adults. Most of these measles cases, they say, were vaccinated or at only one dose of the vaccine. Now, I'd written an article on if some of us need a booster. Many of us only got one MMR because we didn't start doing two MMRs until the 90s. So there's a chance that a lot of these people were vaccinated, but they just only got one and now they need two. Now, I commend the people that figured that out. I have been very, very frustrated that everybody's been blaming the anti-vaxxers, even though I'm pro-vaccine, when some of these people I knew were vaccinated. So then can you tell us why vaccinated people are getting the measles? Maybe it's because they need a booster. Somebody's got to figure this stuff out. You can't just sit there and make a political, you know, have your political agenda and decide to, you know, go after people and, you know, go after people with religious exemptions and things like that when we have people here getting measles that were vaccinated. Now, an unvaccinated group of people could cause infection and epidemics if it allows a virus to breed stronger. And having a virus breed stronger could then unfortunately affect those that might be under vaccinated. So we really don't like to mess around when it comes to this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of, we gotta not mess around. I hope people are watching Britney Spears pretty closely. Apparently, Britney Spears entered a 30-day treatment program last month. From what we understand, she's had some severe emotional distress due to her father, Jamie's, failing health. Apparently, he had multiple surgeries for his intestines and colon. She had to cancel a series of concerts earlier this year due to health concerns. She had residency here in Vegas. And she's 37 years old. And apparently, she's been going through some treatment. And overall, you know, she looks good. She, you know, looks like she's doing okay. But if you remember her previous days when she first became pretty big, she had some issues, right? She decided to just shave off all her hair. She was driving around with her kid, not seatbelted, I believe, got married. I believe, a 23-hour marriage. And, you know, the girl is very, very talented. She really is talented. But apparently, she had to put her Las Vegas residency on hold to, you know, be near her father. And from what we understand, she has been coping with some medical strain, according to TMZ. And then her mother, Lynn, has been concerned because of, you know, what's been going on. And, you know, I get very, very nervous when people in the public eye, just like Paris Jackson, start having, you know, issues and depression and things like that, because it's a lot more augmented and accelerated than what you or I would deal with. So there's a lot more demands on somebody, you know, in the public eye. And, you know, people could say, well, you know, boo-hoo, you know, she's making millions of dollars. She chose that life. Yeah, whether she chose it or not, if she has to perform, if she's always on camera, if she doesn't have privacy, it could cause somebody to very easily look for a way out. And once you're famous, it's very hard to become unfamous. For me, nobody would recognize me. I'm at Walmart, nobody recognizes me. I'm good. For her, there's pictures all the time. There's pictures of her all the time out there. So I worry. She almost hit rock bottom years ago. She has a comeback, and now she's having issues again. So I'm just a little nervous. Hope this doesn't, you know, yeah. Some good news for somebody. Pothole actually saved a man's life. Paramedics near Omaha last Monday said they were racing to a hospital to save a 59-year-old man whose heart was racing at work. Barely his heart rate was about 200 beats a minute. Now, as you know, the normal heart rate is supposed to be about 60 to 70. So if somebody's heart rate is up in the 200s, we're looking at SVT, supraventricular tachycardia. We could be looking at atrial flutter. We could be looking at a very, very bad heart rate and not good pumping action, possibly cardiac failure. So apparently the ambulance had a pothole, and the man's heartbeat then converted to a normal rhythm. That's it. The ambulance had a pothole. The phenomenon is rare, but one doctor said, yeah, it does happen. You can hit a pothole and basically save your life. So they say one way is to treat it with electrical shock, with a jolt. The other is you can hit a pothole. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.